He said he's the enemy of the path, and he is always in love with the grass. That's what the us in me is. He said, then how come that you even drop from that and look like a piece of stone to me? Because you're repeating yourself. If you don't change, and the new thought will not change you, then you're like a piece of stone. Yes?
Because you are a shape and have no portion of intelligence, you are not of human nature. You are an ass's colt.
Yeah. Here, okay, a part of Suri which will make him feel good, me too, there is something going on here. He plays with some words which are not translatable really. Because when you're talking to an Iranian and you will say "aql," they almost understand what the real word means, the Arabic word, intelligence. But when you tell them what is "kharad," so they say, "ooh, that's the same word." "Kharad" is a Persian word for "aql," but no. Historically and archaically, we made it a better level of understanding. In a way, the holy aql, which is kharat. And here he will use that one. Because he's not talking about the intelligence that we are going to drop. The other kind, the belgis stuff. He talks about, because you are just the form and you don't have the advantage of the beauty of thought, thinking, therefore you are not human being really, because you don't have human being attitude, so you are the son of that ass. Means, if you don't provoke, if you don't bring in the human part in, if you don't cultivate this thought, then yes, you are the animal. Because that's what you are. All of us will come here as an animal, but you have the capacity, the potentiality, we have the jog, and we could fill it with water. We could just try to admire the form of the jog. Yes? Yes? Wait a minute.
Sees in this line that he's also saying that you don't even have the meaning of being a beast of burden. You're not even that. An ass is colt is something that doesn't even have the capability of an ass.
In a way, yes, because when do you remember last page he said if the form is beautiful, there is no essence, it's worthless. But if the essence is there, we don't care that much about the form. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
From ignorance you deem the shadow to be the substance. Hence to you the substance has become a plaything and of slight account.
Mm-hmm. Somehow you play with personality. You judge the other people with the personality you guess, and you treat everyone in that. So you're playing the game of personalities. You know why? Because you will see only the earthly part of the people, which is the shadow, which is on earth. You don't see the essence. Yes?
Wait till the day when that thought and fantasy unfolds its wings and pinions without any veil. You will see that the mountains have become soft as wool. This earth of hot and cold has become not. You will see neither the sky nor the stars,
nor existence but God, the one, the living, the loving. Here is a tale, true or false, to illustrate these truths.
Okay. First of all, please notice that he didn't say, wait till you will understand this stuff and you become enlightened. He didn't say, wait to get this part that you become. He said it in a special way. He said, wait till that thought will come out and will change you. Because I'm not counting on you. That thought, do you remember the beauty wants to come out? The thought, consciousness, universal consciousness wants to come out. So it will raise. One day, it will get rid of the curtain. It will happen, like love. It could happen, you're working and you're doing nothing, suddenly you fall in love. It happens like that, then everything will be upside down. Then there will be no sky, no stars, nothing but the Creator, the God, which is unique and it's alive and it's kind. That one. Remember, I'm not talking about God. I'm talking about the heart. You remember that essence of beauty in us? Then he will say one sentence that no one really could translate even. یک فسانه راست آمد یاد درو تا داد من راستی ها را فرو. You will see that this sentence doesn't relate to anything in a way. And it's at the end of a long paragraph. Then another story starts. So this is the final point to this long discourse about form and the essence. So pay attention to this final point. Here is a tale, true or false, to illustrate truth. Doesn't make that much of sense to British people, I believe. In Persian, it will. Because in Persian, when you talk about a story, you have so many names for the story. It depends what kind of story you want to say. For example, you want to say an unbelievable story? That's hikayat. Because in Persian language, when you say, I saw a movie, it was a hikayat. Means it was fantastic. You say, oh, I saw that fellow you were talking about. He's a hikayat. Means, oh, he's full of different details, should be studied. That's hikayat. When you say afsane, you go to the most archaic form, which cannot be translated to tale. Tale is short story. Afsane or fesane are the mythic stories. That's afsane. Or shortened to be fesane, because there is something else which is afsun. And afsun is the spell magic that the animal, I don't know, the worker with the animal, they use that spell to change the mood of the animal or to render them harmless and things like that. That's afsun. Whispering something in the ear of someone to change that someone is afsun. Then this book is full of stories, right? And the silly people who are looking to the form of this, you know, there are people who are looking at the form of this. If you are an Iranian and you go to the university, you learn literature, you graduate, you will have a PhD in literature. These are the things that you work on, literally you work on, then they look at this and say, these are made-up stories. These are fake. You remember at the beginning I said the stories here are not fake, real, but fictive. We made it. They're not lies. They are carrier of the meaning. They are the form which are carrying the essence. And this book is full of it, like other holy books, full of stories. And these stories could be lie or the truth, but they are made to make the truth shine. This is what the stories are made of. When I'm talking in the stories in this book, and I'm narrating the stories, don't worry about the story being correct or a lie. This story is made to change the essence. Don't worry about the form of the story. Because when we talk about the form of story, normally we talk about the timeless people who lived for centuries. Adam will live more than 1,000 years. When we talk about somebody building a ship to have a pair of every single animal in it, and it's possible, like a dictionary, like a genetic bank. I don't know. We don't care about the form. We are saying somebody trying to save the essence of everything from a dangerous flood coming. We make the stories to make the truth shine. That's what the stories are. Isn't it amazing that a poet, after a long philosophical conversation about form and the essence, that you saw its form and the essence, it's not that I label it. Repeatedly talking about form and the essence, at the end he talks about the form of the book you have in hand. One verse only. One of these stories could be false or real, but these are made to make the truth shine. May the truth shine through these stories to you, inshallah. Let me read this long, long paragraph. Oh my God. Okay, we are at the beginning, 901, when the essence actually starts to swear in the name of God and comes down. And remember that this swearing is not swearing. Rumi here is explaining the historical process of the message coming down to us. گفت نه والله بالله العظیم مالک الملک و برحمان و رحیم آن خدایی که فرستادن بیا نه به حاجت بل به فضل و کبریا آن خداوندی که از خاک ذلیل آفرید و شهر سواران جلیل پاکشان کرد از مزاج خاکیان بگذرانید از تک افلاکیان برگرفت از نار و نور صاف ساخت وانگهو بر جمله انبار تاخت آن سنابرقی که بر ارواح تافت تا که آدم معرفت زن نور یافت آن که از آدم رست و دست شیز چید پس خلیفش کرد آدم کن بدید نوح از آن گوهر که برخوردار بود در هوای بحر جان دربار بود جان ابراهیم از آن انبار زفت بی هزار در شعله های نار چون که اسماعیل در جویش فتاد پیش دشنه آبدارش سر نهاد جان داوود از شعاعش گرم شد آهن در دست بافش نرم شد چون سلیمان بود